So I wonder if you'd read us a little passage from your book. It's a very special day at the White House. You're there for a National Urban League celebration. You have fallen and hurt your ankle, but you're going to go out there and see Barack Obama take off in his helicopter anyway. It's a wonderful passage.
When the helicopter landed on the South Lawn, we were standing a safe but relatively close distance away. Now, of course, came the real excitement for my grandchildren. As the rotors beat up the wind, 7-year-old Matthew exclaimed, "It's like a hurricane!" He had experienced both Katrina and Rita in 2005. Shortly afterwards, President Obama came out of the West Wing, walked across the lawn, and waved to us as the children gleefully waved back. Before he boarded, he turned around and waved one more time. We then followed Admiral Rochon on the tour. Later during the Urban League's conference, Michelle, Kimma, Mason, Margot, Martine, and I had a private audience with President Obama. He greeted each of us warmly, and we chatted for a few minutes. I reflected back on Duchess saying to a reporter that it wasn't possible for a Negro boy to even dream of becoming mayor. And here were Duchess' children and grandchildren meeting the President of the United States of America, who was black, like us. I was slightly self-conscious greeting the president from a wheelchair. After expressing how proud I was of him, I said pointedly, "You know, Mr. President, I broke my ankle at your house." He said, "I'm so sorry. You're not going to sue me, are you?" I smiled, "Of course not." It turned out to be that no bone was broken, but the ankle was so severely sprained that it was hard to tell. Whatever my injury, I was not suffering much pain at the moment. I was just grateful to be with the leader of the free world, and that world seemed a bit freer to me on that particular day.
Oh, that's so lovely.